This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. The impeachment trial of President Donald Trump is set to begin in the Senate next week after the House officially notified the chamber it was delivering the articles of impeachment. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
The yeas are 228, the nays are 193.
That historic vote, mostly along party lines, was to approve the transmittal of the two articles of impeachment to the Senate. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi signing the notification.
So sad, so tragic for our country that the actions taken by the president to undermine our national security, to violate his oath of office.
House impeachment managers carried the articles to the Senate. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says they will be accepted in a day, and the Supreme Court justice will be sworn in.
I'm confident this body can rise above short-termism and factional fever and serve the long-term best interest of our nation.
President Trump denies wrongdoing in his dealings with Ukraine. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
President Donald Trump and China's chief negotiator signed the so-called Phase 1 of a trade deal between the two countries on Wednesday. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
The agreement eases tensions between China and the U.S. and is expected to boost exports on the U.S. side.
Together we are righting the wrongs of the past and delivering a future of economic justice and security for American workers, farmers, and families.
The agreement is intended to ease some U.S. economic sanctions on China, but does little to force Beijing to make major economic changes. Trade attorney Melissa Duffy thinks it's a good start.
There are some short-term wins, but it remains to be seen whether the long-term benefits will actually happen.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer calls the agreement weak and feckless, saying President Trump acts tough on China.
When jobs and livelihoods are at stake, he buckles.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is VOA News.